What it do? We back with another episode again. You already know. Welcome to the podcast with your boy Sam, the Prodigy. You know what I'm saying? We are here, and it's another day. And I do want to say something in case you Chicagoans or whoever you at have not heard. Bitch, it's cold. Like, bitch, it's fucking cold. Like, it ain't even funny no more how cold it is the last 2 days. Like, it was so cold, my door and my car wasn't open. Like, and I got a 2013. So for the fact that the door didn't want to open because it was so cold, it's like ridiculous. Like, the door was like, nigga, no. Like, I'm not opening this, bitch. Like, I had the key and everything. Oh, God. But, like, you know, just last night, just that happening, it made me, like, inspire me to have the topic for my show today. Because, like I told you all, I'm switching it up this season. A lot of the episodes were just strictly interviews with other people. And that's okay. That was great. But now we're kind of switching the perspective in a wavelength of the show. And it's going to be me speaking to y'all about certain things in life that I feel, as I'm probably going through at the moment, I feel like just why they are just important things to talk about. And one of them today is growth. The word growth. Growth. And I said that because, like, you know, you got to kind of change your perspective on a lot of things in this world if you want to continue to go with this world and continue to flourish with the days and the times that you live in. Because each day and time that we live in is not the same compared to our parents or compared to generations before us or compared to generations that's going to come before us. There always will be things that will be similar to what one another, what we all go through when it comes to the struggles in the lives, but nobody's life is like yours, and nobody's situation is as similar as yours, and you have to take that so personally. And it's about that growth. It's about that time you take to be able to develop new traits and new skills and build new habits and break old habits. It's about growing. One of those things for me is, like, you know, when stuff goes wrong, I tend to get pissed, like overly pissed, as if the world is ending, and it could be something really, really tiny, as if my car door not opening and I'm ready to go home off work. Been at work 8 hours, I just want to go home, the door don't open. And I'll give you some examples. About 2 years ago, I lost my vehicle. I was in a car crash, totaled my car. I didn't have only thing I was paying at the time was my rent. And I could barely get that off the ground. And I was leaving work, working at my Applebee's job, and hated it, but you know, it was what it was. It was something, you know, I wasn't grateful. And that's exactly what happened to me. I think I had a drink, I got off work, I drove home to gas to get some gas. I leave the gas station. A college kid from Wisconsin shoots out across the road, and we collide, and boom, my car is totaled. His insurance said it was word versus word. They didn't want to pay out nobody. There was no cameras to see anything. So guess what? I got hit with the short end of the stick. No car. Had to get a new car, and then all of a sudden everything. But the thing was, it was that night specifically, how I handled the situation. I was screaming and crying and mad as fuck, and it was cold as fuck in that car. I had to wait like 2 hours, maybe 3 hours for my insurance tow truck to come get it. I cursed out the police. Nobody wanted to help me because, for one, I was an angry black man outside, and nobody's finna sit there and help an angry black man outside no matter what the fuck happened. And I had to just sit and be shitty. I sat in a broken car for 3 hours. I got towed home, sad, and I got dropped back off fucking sad. And I didn't do nothing to rectify the situation. I sat in my shit that I lost my job. And then I was, but. You know, the perspective of things is starting to change. So last night, when the car situation happened, I was like, fuck. I just walked back into work, and I was just like, oh, damn, what do I told my manager? And He was so nice about it. He was like, well, I can get you a ride home. And I laugh. I'm like, nah, I got to go to my other job in the morning. I don't want to have to come back up here just to get the car in the morning because it's not open. Like, we getting this thing tonight. Then I start getting into that mode of panic, similar to what happened before. We walking back in. And I was just like, nah, there's nothing that we can do. Like, I'm going to have to spend $100, $200 on a locksmith just to open the door. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I got the key. My hand is not working. Then I just went to the bar at the job, and I sat down. I told the bartender what was going on. And Omar, he said some words to me that really made me just stop. He was like, oh, what's going on, man? He's Spanish. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, yeah, but my door's not open, and I can't get in the car right now. I just want to go home so bad. I've been at work all day. He's like, oh, yeah, man. Oh, it's fucked up. He's like, you know, you ever think that maybe God just doesn't want you on the road right now? Maybe he's protecting you from something? And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, snap! It was so deep, I asked him to repeat it. I said, what did you say, Omar? Can you say it again? For my holy ear. He didn't hear it. He heard it, but he wanted to hear it again. He didn't get a good look at that. Say it again. He says, maybe God don't want you on the road right now. Maybe he's protecting you from something. And I was like, you are so fucking right. Maybe at the same time is when you are panicking and things go wrong and oh, I can't make it. Ooh, I can't. Maybe I wasn't supposed to make it. Maybe I was supposed to lose in certain instances and situations in order for me to be in the position of where I'm at, to be able to look at the bigger picture and be thankful for the moment that I'm in. Because again, I be moving so fast. I be here, there, this, that. I react, and boom. For the first time in a really long time, I didn't react. I just sat down, and I handled business. I took my time. I didn't panic. Just found my roadside assistance. I thought it was going to be money. Heck, it turns out it was $0.00. All I did was tip the guy for opening the damn door. But old me would have been panicking. Just sitting there, oh my God, what the fuck is happening? People are like, oh my God. It's annoying. It's unattractive. Isn't it very much just childish? And I'm happy I didn't do that last night. I'm happy I had I'm happy he sent a sign, I like to call it. He sent an omen, a sign. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you weren't supposed to be on the road. I look at that with a grain of salt, because I look at that with a lot of things. I used to cry about not being able to make it to events. I used to do certain things like, oh, I couldn't, I can't do this, I ain't gonna be able to go to that, comedy shows I can't make it to, I'm not able to do that. Maybe I wasn't supposed to be there. Maybe when I'm supposed to be there, that would be the time I need to be there, the time where they need or they want me to go on stage, where they asking and requesting for Sam. Sometimes the places you want to be and the things you want to be and the people you want to be around are not where you want to have to be. And sometimes you have to be okay with that and grow. You gotta grow. Growth is about losing things and being able to be okay with it, because that is life. You can't keep and obtain everything in this damn world. It's fucking impossible. But not whining about it and growing up and doing something about it, that is the key to life. And actually turning those bad situations you feel are like bad to you into positive outlooks. And actually getting something out of it. Like, I didn't know what that used to mean. Like, I used to get in trouble. Like, well, what did you learn? Not to do this stupid shit no more. Not to come around these motherfuckers. Like, shit like that. But at the same time, it's like, it's okay. Like, say you didn't get a job. Like, that's me, for example. Say you didn't get a job. You felt like you had all the qualifications. You felt like you was working your ass off. You felt like you did everything to prepare for this interview, prepare to have this kind of a job and to hold this job and to be able to say, like, all right, I'm here for the next however many months. And then you get it. And guess what? And they let your ass go. You felt like you were working the hardest you've ever worked. Like, damn, I was doing my thing. Like, this is all I needed. Like, I love this job. I've been wanting this job since I was little. I finally got it. And then boom, you lose the job. What do you do next? Do you sit and you pout and you cry? No. You get up. You go out there. You get back on that saddle. You tell the motherfuckers, thank you for your time. I appreciate you for giving me an opportunity to grow and to challenge myself for something different. And I know now that it's a time for something new and for me to spread my wings and try something else. And I appreciate the things I've learned while I was here. That's growth. That's growth. Because I've walked out of a lot of places upset because they let me go. Or walked out of a lot of lives upset because they let me go. It's not about that. It's not about that. It's about bettering yourself. Look at the things that the job or the people don't like about you. Look at those things. Oh, he's always late. Late 3 times out of the 7 days he worked this last 2 weeks. That's a problem. That's a problem. The other guy was not late. He was early 3 of the 7 days. You were late 3 of the 7 days. Who are they going to go with? The guy that's always early. Perfect example. Say you dating a chick. You always ain't got no money. And she dating another nigga also at the same time. They got nothing but time and money. Well, nigga, she don't care about the money. She care about the time. You ain't got the time. You got to scramble up the time. She could go for the person that actually has the time. And it's okay. You got to learn to make time. You got to learn to have some paper. Whatever it was in that situation, it was that didn't work. You got to grow upon that. And you can't play fiddle and be like, nah, fuck it. It's their fault. That job lost out on a real nigga. Or that girl lost out on a real nigga. Or that guy lost out on a real bitch. No. No. You got some shit to work on. And you need to go work on that shit in your own time. You know? And that's been me, y'all. That's been me. That's been Sam the Prodigy. It's been working on things. Working on my comedy skills. Working on my communication skills. Working on my hygiene skills. I wanna smell like a little something when I walk around. You know what I'm saying? Cologne. I didn't know shit about colognes. I was dating this one girl. She asked me about colognes. And I was stuck. I couldn't even answer the question. But that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Now I can look that up for myself and be like, oh yeah, I like that for myself. But not knowing that at the time kind of bothered me. You know what I'm saying? It's like a job asked me something, you got the qualifications supposedly for it, then they ask you about it, you have no answer for them. It's kind of embarrassing. And people remember those kind of things. So it's okay to have a moment where you need to look at yourself and be like, damn, I need to get better. That is completely okay. It's about growth. LeBron James did not. Fuck LeBron. Jesus and them had to grow. He got beat the hell up by them people. And each time he got beat with a whip or something, he had to like, you know what, they thou not know what the hell the hell I'm doing, but this shit hurt, but I'm gonna keep going. He grew. He said, one day they gonna know. One day they gonna know. One day they gonna know. And as a people, we grew. Now we know. It just took us thousands of years. Oh, God. Okay, so listen, grow. Please grow. Please do not be stagnant out here. Do not be getting yourself left behind because you refuse to accept things and accept the reality of life and accept with the world, and not just people, but the world and the universe. And God is straight up telling you to your face, you are not it, and I want you to work on that so you can become it. It's as simple as that. There's nothing wrong with these statements. It's a fact of life. You can get better, and you will get better. You just have to be willing to accept where you are so that you can get up out that rut. Even if it ain't a rut, but you can be better. And I truly believe that for each and every one of y'all who have gone through something similar or can resonate with what I'm talking about this particular week. And I just really appreciate y'all for understanding. This week's podcast is definitely brought to you by, let me tell you, because every week we love to find a album or a mixtape to get groovy with and just listen to. And this week I really want y'all to go check out BJ the Chicago Kid. He has an album called Grady. It's an R&B soul album. Now, if you don't like R&B, don't do it. I promise you, you won't like it. But if you like BJ the Chicago Kid, you like a different kind of transition to music, play that tunes, man. Play that album, man. Go ahead and play Best Night of Your Life, man. He got a song with Coco Jones, man. He got a song called Get Loose. I love it. He got a song with Chloe Bailey. So, you know what I'm saying? He got just different kind of sounds, you know. And if you tired of the whole hippity-hoppity rap, I'm not. But, you know, like if you like different genres, like, you know, go ahead and play that shit. Try it out. You might like it. Just saying. You might like it. So yeah, about growth. In other news, side news, people, the holiday season is upon us. The holiday season is upon us. So please don't be a dick. Don't be a bitch. Don't be an ass. Don't be a slut. Be a friend. It's getting colder outside, and I'm starting to really look at those people in my life who I have not spoken to in a long, long time. Like family members. Just not off bad situations. Just reach out to some people this week. There's nothing wrong with just reaching out with some family members or some friends who you haven't spoke to in a really, really long time. Because during the holiday season, some people, I just found this out honestly again, but it's something we always have subconsciously knew, but it's again when we remind ourselves about these things is when we become more diligent and better at handling them. I now know a ton of people that their families and like their immediate families are not alive during the holiday season, and it prevents them from even wanting to celebrate them. It prevents a lot of people from even wanting to celebrate it, and it kind of hurts me to my core because yeah, I can't always see my immediate mom and dad because they live in Cleveland, I'm in Chicago. But if I have to, you know, save my time, my money, I can just drive and go see them, and I can be with them. But I know so many people who refuse to even acknowledge the holidays because if they've lost loved ones and they don't have nobody to celebrate it with. And like these people got kids, like they only want to celebrate with the other person's family or whatever it might be. Or so, you know, reach out to people, talk to people. Like, you know, it's okay. I don't know half these people at my new jobs. I don't. But, you know, I listen and reach out and I talk to them. And I now know that a lot of them don't have parents to celebrate the holidays with. And I think that is just unfortunate. But, you know, I can't help everybody. But at the same time, you think y'all, but at the same time, who knows? One conversation you start with somebody can really make somebody's day. I started speaking to this guy at work. He's one of the back, in the back guys. He cooks or something. First of all, he daps my hand up way too fucking hard every time I see him, like really aggressive. I'd be like having to shake the shit out of my little dap after that. But, you know, God bless him. The boy works hard. He's got himself. He don't got his mom and dad right now. I think his brothers and sisters all live out of state. And, you know, I resonate with that. My parents aren't grown, but, like, all my people, like, immediate family is out of state. So, I don't dap people as hard as he does. But, goddamn, God bless the kid. Fucking hand still hurt that when that boy with the fist pumps. Oh man. Yes. This is episode 3 of the Pop Podcast. No, episode 4, something like that, because episode 1 was a long time ago, but we re-bringing it back. I'm just trying to get a guest next time. Cast perspectives. I think I already know who my next guest is gonna be. They are not an artist, so like I kind of know who I want to interview first for the first portion of the show. I kind of told him already I wanted to interview him, and he was like, "Bro, whenever you get the time, I'm down." So we're gonna hope that we can get Mr. J. Wood on here, not next week, but before the season, we want to get J. Wood out here. I believe for a fact that this week J. Wood is actually headlining his first show at Shoopy's this week. I want to say it's the 30th of November. I definitely want to say it's the 30th of November out here in Chicago. I don't know if I got to work or not, but if I don't, I'm definitely going to swing by. You know what? I just thought about it. I have rehearsal, so I got time. I can make it after rehearsal. Might be a little late, but he's the headliner, so I think I'll make it. So yeah, support your friends. Support the people in your life who made you want to continue to do what you want to do. Hey, Wood, if you heard me out on this one, J. Wood, you are definitely one of the people who made me want to hop back onto my podcast. You and Asar, specifically. Y'all definitely are two of the biggest influence right now for me with this podcast game going right now because how hard you two work. And being from a similar community, I just want to work just as hard so I can be able to show my worth as well. It ain't even about me having a success. I just want to show my worth and my versatility out here. You know, I really think I can hold it down as a comedian, acting, and a talk show host. I just really got to put my foot and, you know, stand on that shit. You feel me? I already know what I can do. I know my worth. I know what I can do. I've been there, done that. It's just getting back to it and staying with it. And that's all I need from y'all, man. I appreciate the words of encouragement from the friends who've been listening. I appreciate every little body, last few months, we've been kicking and riding with me, all the friends. If you help me grow, you tell me what I need to hear, all that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? You more than well appreciated. You are loved. definitely a big simp over here. So, you know, y'all stay with it. Y'all get outside. Enjoy this little bit of, you know, cold weather. Doesn't matter. Still, sun be shining. Get a little bit of sunshine. You dig? Also, stay fucking stoned. Don't leave it alone. man. I love y'all, man. Pop Podcast. Been one. I'm finna take my ass to work. Y'all do the same, man. Stay high. Stay positive.